District of Seychelles has filed two suits against homeowners in the Sunshine Coast's infamous abandoned neighborhood. The District of Seychelles is sympathetic to the plight of the Sea-Watch owners and expects that the owners will continue to pursue their claims against the developer, engineers and others. A statement dated June 13 and provided to Coast Reporter October 20 read. It also stated, the owners' legal claims against the district have been decided by the courts. In September 2021, the BC Court of Appeal upheld a lower court decision that a covenant and release attached to the titles of the Sea-Watch properties released the district from all claims made against it by the Sea-Watch owners. If the owners intend to continue to sue the district has reached the point where it will exercise its own rights under the covenant and require the owner to reimburse the district for the expense of such lawsuits. The owners have filed further BC Supreme Court actions against the district since that date. Seychelles launched BC Supreme Court actions against owners of seven Sea-Watch properties on July 13. Both seek judgments against the owners of seven properties in the West Porpoise Bay neighborhood that has been essentially closed since February 2019, due to risks posed by sinkholes. Those actions remain before the court. What Seychelles is seeking in court, one filing asks that the owners be found responsible for costs to repair damage to district infrastructure that occurred as a result of the owners making improvements on and using their properties. Seychelles cites Clause 8 in the covenant placed on the properties at the time of purchase that requires owners remove, restore, replace or stabilize any improvements on their properties which have damaged, adversely affected or rendered hazardous the local government's infrastructure. The other asks the court to make the owners responsible for Seychelles' past and potential future legal costs related to the matter. Seychelles is asking for that ruling based on Clause 7 of the covenant. It put forward a position in that clause, the property owners agreed to indemnify and cover district costs, for any damage, loss claim, demand, cost, including legal cost, whether as a result of injury or death to any person, or damage to property of any kind, including any claims by third parties, arising from or in connection with the construction of any structures on the development, or use of the development. In its statement, Seychelles also pointed out, it is notable that the district could have pursued these claims at any point, but chose not to, until the plaintiffs tried to sue on the same issue once again. Reaction from a property owner. Impacted property owner Ed Pedno expressed frustration over that portion of the statement Seychelles released. In an October 18 interview with Coast Reporter, he said the district's July 13 actions are clearly to coerce us or bully us into stopping any action that we have against them. The fact that they want us to repair roads that they themselves do not know are repairable, don't have a dollar value in mind and would just want us to repair them to a level that they are comfortable with is ridiculous. In Pedno's view, if they were to be successful in the action, it means that anybody in British Columbia, particularly in Seychelles, should be getting nervous, because they could potentially be on the hook to repair the road in front of their homes. Homes rendered uninhabitable. Equally as distressing as the extended court actions and appeals that have extended the saga, is the damage the homes in the subdivision have sustained. When the state of local emergency order was put in place in February 2019, Seychelles had fencing erected around the subdivision and committed to provide monitoring of the area to ensure security. With residents barred from their homes and police officers unable to enter the area due to the life safety risks on the site, the development became a target for thefts, squatting and vandalism. The fencing proved no match for those determined to enter. At one point, it contained what Pedno described as a hole big enough to drive a truck through. Some residents of the adjoining neighborhood of the Shores had front row seats to ongoing illegal entry into the area and expressed concerns about the security of their homes to both Seychelles and the local RCMP. In February of this year, the province denied Seychelles' request to renew the SOL, and the order was lifted. The fencing remains in place, as the municipality has kept sections of Sea-Watch Lane and Gale Avenue North accessing the subdivision closed. It maintains that the area remains at risk of subsurface instability. Property owners were offered keys to the fence gate, so that they could access their properties. They were advised that entry would be at their own risk, and signs posted at the site provide a similar warning to the general public. Pedno supplied Coast Reporter with photographs he took in mid-October which show the state of several of the homes. To be honest, it would take hundreds of thousands of dollars to fix each house. Every home has been broken into. If we were told tomorrow that we could move back in, we can't, it's impossible, Pedno said, noting that vandals have damaged walls, doors, piping and windows, removed lighting and plumbing fixtures, water heaters and left the garbage inside to rot. That's what happens when you leave a subdivision alone for almost 4 years without any security whatsoever. People have come to understand nothing will happen to them if they come and go with items out of those houses. People have been living in there. A photo showed a collection of household items assembled near a door of one structure. There's been somebody in there, quite organized and preparing to take out all of the furniture that is left, Pedno stated. Pending decisions and other options from October 25 to 27, the BC Supreme Court is set to hear the province's appeal of a decision that the BC government compensate two other Sea-Watch property owners in relation to the extended state of local emergency that barred them from their homes. The appeal relates to a January 10 ruling, where Justice Gomery found that the province's weekly renewal of the SOL, which began in February 2019 and continued for 3 years, ceased to be reasonable after May 17, 2019. The province was unsuccessful in seeking a BC Court of Appeal stay of that order before Justice Dixon on May 25. The group of seven owners that are the defendants on the district's July 13 actions and the Canadian Civil Liberties Association have both been granted status in that action. Pedno holds on to hope that the recent local government elections may present an option to what has become almost a decade of litigation among the various parties. With the new mayor, perhaps there is an opportunity to sit down and discuss how we can all resolve this in a manner that could have been achieved years ago, he stated.